Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 475 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 19th of
September,
2023, y'all. Coming up on today's little show, y'all, it's part one of Big Fatty's show held during Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Lord. Well, I'm looking at the... Okay, it appears... I'm looking at the chat room now, and it says it's very quiet, as it should be. Thanks, Kathy Marshall. Love you. Oh, well, there's Patty. Patty Bacon. Y'all, can you hear me okay? If you can't, I don't know how to fucking fix it, but, you know, that's okay, too. But, anyway, somebody, George in Atlanta, we hear you, okay, it sounds, Adam says it sounds good, so thank you for that feedback. Yes, Big Fatty, you need something to feedback. Y'all, Adam and Daniel talked about this being a weekend of reflection, and y'all, if Big Fatty has gotten a reputation, Big Fatty, where's this going? Well, I think we know. Y'all, it was from that first year of Pride 48 when Big Fatty, y'all, I was so excited. I was so excited. And y'all, I was going to be on. I was going to be on Pride 48 on three different shows. I ended up being on four different shows. Y'all, it was going to be my normal my regular show, the first show. You know, Big Fatty always goes first to set the bar low. And my first show was 9 to 10 p.m. on Friday evening, and then I was going to be, y'all, it was 48 hours of podcasting. I've got the schedule here. I'm going to read that to you a little bit later. Oh, Big Fatty, we love when you read to us, what was I saying? I don't know. Where was I? Big Fatty, y'all, it's not a good time to go downtown when you're on the little show live. But I did my 9 to 10 p.m. Friday show, and then I was on Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the morning. There's a story about that you'll hear about later on also, and then I joined Miss West. That's what we called him back then. Dr. Stone. I joined him for an hour on Saturday night. And y'all, because of my 20 minutes of silence, that John Ong helped me get it all figured out on Sunday afternoon. And y'all, then he most graciously gave me part of his time to do my 20 minutes that was lost for eternity. And y'all, I went back and I was looking, and Big Fatty did not record his little shows that first Pride 48 weekend. So y'all, they're gone. They're just a memory. And so but y'all, leading up to that that fateful evening of 20 minutes of silence, y'all, I did my normal Friday little show, and y'all, I just thought I would go back and play it for you right about here. Big Fatty.
Hello there, Peabody here.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
What famous date shall I set it to today, Mr. Peabody?
Well, Sherman, let's go back to Friday, June the 26th, 2009.
Fatty's online.
So maybe it motivates him to work out.
Big Fatty's online.
I wonder if he expects me to add him.
Of course he does.
Is it Big Fatty online?
Big Fatty is going to be on top of me. Like, I mean, before me, right? Is he going to be before
for your Saturday show or Sunday?
Yeah, my Saturday early morning one. Is it with Live It Up? Live It Up and on. Okay.
Online
me.
Asia is going to be from 8 to 10, and then Big Fatty's right after you. So.
Oh, okay. So I'll be on top.
That's right. You'll be on top of Big Fatty, but you'll be under that blue jeans guy.
Ooh. That just sounds too dirty. Yeah.
And I'm going to be on top of the blue jeans guy because I'm doing that god awful breakfast with the beaver because no one else would do it at 6 a.m. in the fucking morning.
I'll be up.
John, yeah, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be up and listening. He's like, well, then why didn't you just take the damn shift?
Because we don't want to sound like we're...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ooh, that just sounds too dirty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 364 of the BFO for Friday, the 26th of June, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty is going to do some chitter-chatting about the big Pride 48 that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, y'all, the voice letter box is full, and we need to empty it again. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, by the way, speaking of Mexicans, y'all, that was that John Ong. And y'all, he is going to be proceeding Big Fatty on Saturday morning. He's going to be on from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., but y'all, he's going to be talking only to Asian. So if you are not the Asian Mexican, then you should not be listening to that. But be around. You can come in at the very end because Big Fatty will be coming on at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And then I'll be back at 8 p.m. And all of these are Eastern times, y'all. Like I've said, if it's not Eastern time, it doesn't matter. Everything is based on Eastern time. And so 8 p.m. on Saturday, you can hear Big Fatty also. Plus, you'll hear me later tonight between 9 and 10 p.m. And y'all, it's going to be a live show. Big Fatty, we've never had a live show with you. How will we be able to react to that? Well, I don't know how you'll react to it, but you ask better be in the chat room.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, on the line.
Me.
Big Fatty. Oh, Lord.
Big Fatty, you're kind of just calling it in this year, aren't you?
Oh, dear Gussie. Don't make me play this music again. Hello? Answer the phone.
Big Fatty, what the hell is this?
Oh, Lord, the telephone is ringing, y'all. That is the iNatter. I'm going to have to go take this call.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gary in Portland. I just wanted to call and thank you for being at the Pride 48 live streaming event this weekend, our last one. And I've enjoyed all the years that we've been to the Pride 48 in person and also on the live streaming events. Looking forward to this weekend, and thank you for all the happiness and being there for us. And I'm looking forward to seeing you around the chat room and everything else this weekend. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that was the show before Big Fatty killed Pride 48. And you probably going, what the hell was that second thing in there? Y'all, that was Big Fatty's ringtone. Y'all, I had a ringtone back then. Y'all, I had an app. I had an app back in the days also. Can you believe it? And but that's a call that I got from Gary. out there. And Big Fatty, is he still in Phoenix? No, I think he's in Albuquerque. No, Big Fatty, he's at Rainbow Acres. Yes, Shady Pines, Rainbow Pines, Shady Pines. Gary, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, but y'all, a couple of things. Y'all, did you hear that Big Fatty just said, it was the Eastern, time zone, the only time zone that matters. Y'all, things, they have a change. It's the only time zone. No, it is not a REM tone, Durwood. What was I saying? It's now the only time zone that matters. Big Fatty, what is it called? It's the Alzheimer's pill. No, I didn't. And Big Fatty, we can all tell. Why did I even bother asking the question? Big Fatty, why'd the light go off in the studio? I don't know. Didn't Big Fatty have his own app? Yes. I still have the Big Fatty app on the iNatter 3G. That's Mr. Mike. Larry Vader is joining us. And I have my own rim tone. Oh, Big Fatty, vulgar. Y'all, I'm looking at the chat room. It's never a good thing. One moment, please. Y'all, I've got to turn on the light. Because, y'all, the mechanical turned the light off in the room here, and I was sitting in the dark, and that's never a good thing. One moment, please, y'all. I've got some poison china water. You know, no one's ever used that term before. Big Fatty. And y'all, normally, Big Fatty... especially in the olden days or the early days of Pride 48, y'all, Big Fatty, he would get into the Tanqueray and tonic before going on the air. And y'all, it was not good. Yes, Big Fatty, but the thing is, the outcome was about the same as tonight. It's just you're old and forgetful now. Well, I was just drunk, younger and drunk, and now I'm older and forgetful. Yes, Big Fatty, pretty much sums up the old gal, too. I see she's in the chat room. I'm just looking here at the chat room. I think the after show recording, when you messed up saying matters and said natters instead. Daniel, very good memory there. Y'all, the nip. The nip has arrived in the room, and there's going to be some shenanigans. I guarantee ya. Pod 48 podcasters never steal each other's bits. Big Fatty, they're just y'all. It's the most sincere form of fattery. In fact, y'all, I've got a new segment here I want to do for it. Y'all, that was randomonium. Y'all, Big Fatty's got some interesting listeners out there, I've got some very dedicated listeners. I don't know what's wrong with them, but I'm very pleased that they are there with Big Fatty. And y'all, one of them is Miss Bacon. Y'all, you know Miss Bacon. Quite frankly, Miss Bacon is y'all never a number one fan, but always number one in our hearts. Yes, Big Fatty. And a few years ago, we met, or I was approached by a relative of Miss Bacon. It is her cousin, Patty Bacon. And, y'all, she lived, you know, Miss Bacon lived, or at the time, lived in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Now, y'all, her cousin, Patty, y'all, by the way, she sent her own theme song. So, you know, there's something to be said there when a listener sends their own theme song for you to play. And so, y'all, Patty Bacon... did just that, and y'all, believe it or not, I got an e-letter from Patty Bacon just a day or so ago, and y'all, I've saved it. I've saved it to read on tonight's little show, so y'all, let's get right to it.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Y'all, I'm looking. I don't see the E letter now. Where is it? Oh, there it is, right there. Y'all, it's the subject line is Last Weekend. And it says, Ole, big. You know, that's hello backwards. I got my car phone. Y'all, by the way, I do not read these. Read these ahead of time. I got my car phone working again, and I was shocked. Shocked to see that Twista is now rated X. It's now rated X. I think I can't go back there again. I don't do that adults only stuff. Besides, Mother Bacon would make me kneel in a closet and pray. If she saw me looking at anything X-rated. Y'all, the nip just walked into the turlet. Big, I have been trying to get Mother Bacon to part with nearly a century of things in her motel, in storage, and at the Bacon Ranch. Big Fatty, you know Kathy Bacon loves Bacon Ranch. I've made her watch the Scandinavian Unhoarders and similar. Big, it was like she was frozen. I couldn't believe it. She didn't react at all to the TV machine. I then decided to challenge her into giving up one of the storage units by the end of the year. I even triple dog dared her. Oh, but heavens to Hetsy. That reminds me. Ole, poodle. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Ole.
Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon.
No progress made on the de-hoarding. She said, no. No. Big, I have a question. Cue the music. Unless, of course, you don't do nested segments, then don't cue it. I don't know what a nested segment is, so I don't guess I do it. I know you do another little show with Darth Vader. Have you ever met Darth Vader's hats? If so, what can you share? Well, Big, I'm looking forward to hearing you on the Pride 48 weekend. Patty was just in the chat room, y'all. Cheers to that Crooked Hat and Daniel Biba for working hard to give people a voice and a community. And, of course, to all you little shows for making it what it is. Toodles, Patty. Patty, thank you so much for that. That's very kind. And I appreciate you doing that. And you asked the question, has Big Fatty ever met Vader's parents and or Vader's hats, I should say. Big Fatty, get the terminology correct. And I'm happy to say that I have. And that, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Rosh Hashanah weekend. And y'all just everybody have a good time listening to all the other little shows that are coming up after Big Fatty. You know, Big Fatty goes first every year, every time, to set the bar very low. Big Fatty, it's a tradition. Well, yes, going first? No, setting the bar very low. Well, that's true. Y'all, coming up next is Big Ricky and his group. Y'all, the old stinky orangutans. And what do you all think about Big Ricky's little show? Well, that's about right, I guess.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
Big Fatty, you do realize this is supposed to be an hour-long little show that you're supposed to fill an hour?
3-3-1.
Well, we're about to have 40 minutes of silence, I guess. Big Fatty, you better go and get some lube and pull something out of your ass. Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.